Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining forces with the Trump campaign has been the most act we've seen in America for years.
Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And that's what President Trump told me that he wanted. He also told me that he wanted to end the grip of the neocons on U.S. foreign policy. And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country?
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday, August 28, 2024.
And
strap
don't
yourselves
you want
in.
A president that's going to make America healthy again. Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
And right after Bobby Jr. gave support, Tulsi Gabbard followed.
Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, if you love our country as I do, if you cherish peace and freedom as we do, I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House to do the tough work of saving our country and serving the people.
Following this historic political realignment, less than 3 months from the 2024 election, Mark Zuckerberg admits that he censored information on Facebook at the direction of the federal government. It doesn't take a prophet to see what's coming next. The rising action of this story is leading to a massive response, something big enough to suspend the elections.
If they really think they're going to lose, if they haven't locked it down, and I don't know the answer to that because I'm not privy to their plans, but if they think that there's a chance that Trump could win decisively enough in November that they can't steal it, then I think their only option there is to, in some way, throw the society into chaos, as they did during COVID, which was the pretext for changing the way we vote and letting people vote anonymously without IDs and drop boxes and a month before the election, et cetera. They completely changed everything, allowing Mark Zuckerberg to spend $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. That would not have been allowed except under a state of national emergency provided them by the virus they created in a lab in Wuhan, COVID. And so it's just, it's pretty simple. If they feel like they're going to lose, we will have some kind of crisis. I think it's most likely to be a war with Iran, which they want anyway, but you know, who knows?
4 years ago, Klaus Schwab warned us that a cyber attack is coming that will make COVID pale in comparison to its devastation.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
And just this month, the World Economic Forum posts an article entitled Four Global Risks to Look Out For in the Post-Pandemic Era. The article suggests that no matter what the official outcome of the 2024 elections is, the people will not trust it, and says that democracy has been in decline for 18 consecutive years, and the people are looking for something different. The article cites the WHO, saying that the COVID pandemic was the greatest threat to mental health since the Second World War, and that a new eco-anxiety is likely to escalate as governments fail to transition away from fossil fuels fast enough. The article suggests that 50% of jobs will be wiped away by 2027, and that a violent backlash against AI is inevitable. It warns of an era of unexpected, destabilizing shock events, where a new global extremist group emerges, which may use AI to kick off a new phase of terrorism, such as an intentional cyber pandemic. This goes along with the Rockefeller Foundation's Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, which says if the people reject the new AI control grid, the system will have to resort to violence and deceptive.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide with 68 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 33 seconds to the most important election in world history. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. And we better wake up and get out of our trances, or the New World Order is going to eat our lunch. We're 144 days out to the inauguration of Trump because we got the 76 days of hell once he gets elected. Chase right now with 68 days left. We are broadcasting worldwide from the Embattled Studios in Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, ladies and gentlemen, wait until we lay out the news today. The governor yesterday, or 2 days ago in Texas with the task force, went through the voter rolls and found 1.1 million ineligible fraudulent people on the voter rolls. Over 500,000 illegal aliens and dead people. And with that data that they've been collating for months, they then raided a bunch of Democrat Party offices of state reps, you name it today, running the illegal alien operations. Kind of a big deal. And all over the country, they just pulled 100,000+ illegal aliens and dead voters off the rolls in Nevada. And they're pulling them off all over the country where Republicans have just a sliver of control. That's why the Democrats are in total panic mode. And that's why you have the New York Times and the Washington Post and even CNN coming out and openly saying that Kamala is weak, phony, ignorant, and shallow. Think about that. That's the establishment now turning on her. Why are they doing that? That's a very important question, because you can say, well, that's just the New York Times. Well, that's just CNN. They don't have big audiences, but they are the mouthpieces of the New World odor. And you can smell it. It smells like death because it is. We have this incredible stack. I could spend all 4 hours on this stack and these videos alone. Then we have Jack Smith indicting Trump again, and it's basically double jeopardy because the Supreme Court said he did the stuff he did on January 6th, which he's not been indicted for a crime there, told people to be peaceful at the Capitol. He's been indicted for questioning the election, which even if he was wrong is just right, but the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, Trump lost Georgia. We lost Georgia by 7,000 votes. Michigan by, what, 11,000? It goes on from there. And you've got hundreds of thousands of illegals and dead people voting per state, and they barely won because they'd already lost despite all the fraud. They had to then close the polling places in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and other battleground states, put up paper, no matter what state they were in, over the windows, kick out the Republican poll watchers, even though it was 7-1 Democrat in Michigan, and it is again, there's lawsuits over it, and then bring in those special truckloads of ballots with Joe Biden on them and feed them into the machines, but it still wasn't enough. So they had to rerun the same ballots in Georgia, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in other states, over and over again. And they still, because they were just like, woo, just get a few extra thousand till he wins. We're tired and quit. They didn't, you know, they could have fed in hundreds of thousands more, but they got tired. So they would just get right, like a liberal, right, just barely even half-ass get the theft done. And now in Michigan, they have the attorney general put in by Soros and the governor put in by Soros and other states saying, we're going to arrest you. We're going to indict you if you question the election and you're a poll watcher, even though that's your right and duty. They are so scared right now because Trump's 20 points ahead nationwide, 10, 15 points ahead in battlegrounds. They only got a margin of 10% fraud. RFK Jr. just came in, brought at least 6-7 points in. That's why they announced yesterday in Wisconsin and in Michigan. Now they're saying other states, they're not going to let him off the battleground state ballots, hoping the constituents are dumb and vote for him instead of Trump. And the deep state can also steal elections by having some of the votes go in for RFK instead of Trump electronically. So it is just absolutely wild what's going on. And then you dovetail all this with the letter that came out 36 hours ago from Zuckerberg saying, I was told to election meddle. I was told to cover up COVID. I was told I was following orders. The Nuremberg defense that you're just following orders doesn't cut it. Then it's set to pass committee and go, and they say they have the votes. SB 1414 makes raping a child punishable by two days in county jail. Not the 20 years in prison, you should get more, but that's the law there, 20 years. They're repealing the law. Not one day of prison will be spent. And meanwhile, in the UK, the government has announced if you say you're sorry for rape or stabbing someone, you get no jail time, and they are letting people out who have murdered people with machetes after 6 months in prison, in jail. And it's because their victims were white. You cannot avoid this. It is a fact. UK Prime Minister Starmer ignores rapes, stabbings, robberies, instead calls nationalists who are tired of it Nazis. Also, the deep state Democrats are getting really desperate. So this story itself isn't that important, but it's important to understand what they're doing. I reported almost 4 weeks ago when she had a pretty big crowd in Michigan, in Deerfield, that they had said that Taylor Swift was going to be there. Because I saw that in the comments, hey, where's Taylor Swift? And it was Democrat real accounts, like the low level. And I saw they'd already bait and switched and said other big stars would be at other events. Then it wouldn't be that star, but it'd be a lesser star. They would just advertise on radio, hey, free concert this Wednesday. And they'd get there and the concert would play and then everybody leaves and Kamala's standing there alone. So at the DNC last week, as you know, they announced, surprise guest, Beyonce, Taylor Swift. Oh, a bunch of, they're going to be there and use big influencers, not even low-level ones, very brazen like Lemon, to do it. It's the same thing about we're going to give you free, you know, no tax on tips. Well, they'll do the opposite. Or we're going to give you all this other free stuff. And, of course, they never really give it to you unless you're an illegal alien because they want to have a real incentive for new voters. They already got you as a Democrat voter. They don't care about you. Remember, Hillary famously said, thank God Democrats are so dumb. I'll get to this later. Now, on the official Kamala Harris for President X account and everywhere else, they published a fake letter from Tucker Carlson and said, well, Tucker Carlson, even though we disagree with you on a lot of things, we're glad you agree we should ban all semi-automatic guns. Now, it's not Tucker's handwriting. It's not Tucker's signature. They just say Tucker, then imply it's Tucker Carlson as another hoax. It's all they have got. Like Trump says all Mexicans are criminals. Where's the clip? Never said anything like it. Or Alex Jones harassed families of dead children and peed on their graves. Where is it? Where's the evidence? It doesn't exist. But people weren't awake like they are 6 years ago when they were on every channel every day for years. Alex Jones pees on graves. Well, that bastard. That's what they do. So now Tucker Carlson wrote a letter calling for banning guns. No, he didn't. But they don't care. It's all part of rooking you. It's all part of scamming you. They love, you know, for these Satanists, the journey is the destination. They just love lying and scamming and frauding and stealing and poisoning people. And if you look at them, at Jack Smith and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and King Charles, they're all a bunch of scum. So, of course, they hate themselves, so they project that hatred onto you. Also, in just the last few days, so many articles, I can't even keep track of it. Five athletes have collapsed with heart attacks, young athletes, and, of course, one of them died. 27-year-old football player dies after suddenly collapsing during match. It's just the new normal. And all the major studies admit, including Harvard, it is the shots. But they go, oh, but the risk of COVID's worse. No, it's not. That's a lie, too. The numbers are there. Wow, so it's just hidden in plain view now. Yeah, the shots are causing massive heart attacks and blood clots and strokes. Big deal. Turbo cancers. Who wants to live anyways? You know, we're just killing you. Ha ha. But like you're easing yourself into a hot bath and then turning the heat up even more, boiling the frog. That's what's happening to people that aren't waking up in this. They are succumbing to it. Then we've got a ton of news today we're going to be getting to. We also have some huge guests I'll tell you about coming up at the bottom of the hour. And this is a viewer and listener participation Paul Revere sport, where you fight for your lives. Really, it's gladiatorial, isn't it? And so, trying to stop World War III, trying to stop poison shots, trying to stop poison 5G, trying to stop poison GMO, trying to stop the poison endocrine disruptors. And that's why you need to go to Infowars.com/show and band.video to the live Alex Jones feed section. And the easiest place is X, Real Alex Jones. Follow us there. And take the live show feeds of this broadcast, an American Journal with Harrison Smith, and the War with Owen Schroyer, where these guys have incredible guests and incredible callers and incredible analysis and breaking news. I think we got some pretty powerful guests, too. Tucker Carlson yesterday. Dr. David Martin tomorrow. Other big guests I'll tell you about coming up today. But most of you are already awake, probably no more than I do in many cases. What's the goal here? Well, it's getting new people to understand how grave the situation is. You know, you can sit there and see some UN-paid hack or Pfizer hack wear their little white lab coats on TV and say, hey, I'm a doctor, I'm the science, don't question me. Just like I can put on a Stetson open road hat and tell you that I'm a cattle baron, but I'm not. You've got to look into actually what somebody's bona fides are. what their actual credentials are, what their history is. And when you look at the Democratic Party and the globalist parties around the world, they're the biggest pack of lying criminals the world has ever seen. Now, my family does actually own cattle, and I've actually worked around cattle my whole life, and I've aided doing cesarean sections on cows and horses, and I've run electric dehorners and personally, you know, dehorned up to 500 cows a day, and I've do a pretty good job riding on the back of a horse and putting a lasso around a cow's horns and dragging their ass into a pen if I need to. But I wouldn't even call myself a cowboy. Hell, probably in the aggregate, working 3 years on ranches altogether, I'm a nobody compared to those guys. But the difference is I'm not all hat, no cattle. But that's what you're dealing with when you deal with the establishment. They don't care about you, they hate you, and they are frauds. So if you see Chuckie Schumer, you know, suddenly telling you that he's a world champion bull rider, like Bobby Steiner, my good friend, you're not really. And that's the difference. And I saw this little hat I've got. The closet there, I said, I ought to make that analogy, so I just did. But I am proud of Texas leading the way against election fraud, and we'll get to that at the bottom of the hour here in about 12, 13 minutes after we go to break here in about 10 minutes. So I've got massive news, massive information, totally insane stuff we're going to be covering today, and two guests on the broadcast as well. Actually, three, because Daniel Estulin is an amazing source of info. That guy's got the intel. Stories he's given me behind the scenes, the sources he's got are next to none internationally, all over the world, from the Middle East to Russia to Latin America to Europe to Canada and the U.S. He's lived in Russia, Spain, France, you name it. He's worked, hell, he said it himself, let it slip out before. He's worked in international intelligence groups. But he's going to have massive news on what's really going on with the election and with the arrest of the Telegram owner and how dangerous that is in the fourth hour. And we have an expert on the poison shots joining us. We'll also be looking at the economy and more. But let me go ahead now and just show you some of these headlines, and then we'll drill into these bad boys when we come back. Breaking: New York Times turns on Kamala, publishes numerous op-eds on weak, phony, and ignorant Democratic Party. Breaking: Kamala agrees to pre-taped joint interview with Walls on CNN. Pre-taped with her little buddy, like she's sitting on his lap and she's one of those marionette dolls. You know, sit there and you're a ventriloquist and he talks. He's got Kamala in his lap and he's sitting there moving the hand in her mouth. He's like, Kamala, how you doing? And she's, I'm doing really good here. Oh, yeah, I'm suddenly talented. Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Well, Kamala, you're very smart, aren't you? What's your IQ?
My IQ is 180 high. Yeah.
I'm not that good at it. So that's coming up. CNN's Dana Bash awarded first interview with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. O'Leary roasts Kamala Harris for hiding from the press. Come out wherever you are. Counselor, come out wherever you are. You think a couple whacks to my good old boy guts are going to get me down? You got a lot to learn, counselor. Zuckerberg admission of government censorship complex gives new life to Murphy versus Missouri Supreme Court case with plaintiff Jim Hoffman. We'll get into that. Majority of Democrats, voters, clueless about Kamala Harris' radical positions. That's how they want to keep it. RFK Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, on today's Democrat Party. I'm shocked. I'm saddened. I'm worried for them. They've lost their soul. Massachusetts GOP demands information on $1 million shrouded in secrecy spent on migrants in the state. They're organizing them to vote. Totalitarian, unconstitutional Tim Walz ban on Christian teachers set to hit schools in just months. Yeah, you didn't know that? Policies of Kamala Harris drive evangelicals towards Trump.
far-left presidential candidate Cornel West says Kamala tried to buy him off. Well, of course he did. California Democrats vote to force taxpayers to subsidize $150,000 down payment on homes for illegal aliens. And then Trump reposts photo with RFK Jr. captioned the strongest anti-establishment ticket in American history. Flip-flop, Kamala Harris now supports spending hundreds of millions of dollars building Trump's wall. That's just some of what we're going to be hitting. But first, when we return, I want to hit the election meddling stack. Dun, dun, dun. Jack Smith and all of it. And in here is Texas raiding the Democrat Party offices. Oh, and what did they find? Total criminal activity. And, oh, a little Tweety Bird, because I know they already know this. I'm not letting out information that's not known. I'm not giving the enemy a heads up. Because they're being watched. Act Blue is going to be having some visits very soon in Texas. In fact, might even be... Oh, it's all hilarious. So let's just say this. America was somewhat asleep 4 years ago when they stole the election. I mean, people thought they were awake, but they were like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, it's worse than you can think. I mean, every time I think I'm overboarding it on how bad it is, it's almost always, in fact, the biggest mistake I make is underestimating the evil of the bad guys. Oh, that's my most common mistake, or I butcher names, or I flip dates around. And I listen to rebroadcasts sometimes, and I'm just like, I listen about an hour, and I'm like, oh, I found two mistakes. What is my problem? It's teleprompter-free, and the brain twists stuff. But I'm not getting things wrong on purpose. These people, again, are lying on purpose. So this critical stack is coming up when we return. But I'll say it again, my Paul Revere's. Share the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the links at Band.video. Share the links at Infowars.com/show. That's the coordinates to this broadcast. And for whatever reason, this broadcast is very successful with the truth at getting people that have been on the fence to wake up. And 37% of the country doesn't vote. And we're trying to get them to vote so that we get Trump in. And it won't be perfect. And Trump's going to be handed all these globalist disasters, but it's going to be a lot better than Kamala and Walz who are going to try to finish the country off. So this isn't a lesser two evils. It's total destruction and we're doomed, or we got a fighting chance. I'm going to break. Please remember, I can't do this alone. I need your help. This is not a one-way street. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I need you to patronize us. I need you to be our patrons. I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com that has incredible products that will blow you away that you will love if you'll just try them. drjonesnaturals.com. I'm going to say this again. My favorite product on there is not even the Nano Silver Toothpaste that's amazing and all the other great products. It's Next Level Foundational Energy that is not a stimulant but has an incredible, hits in 30 minutes, stimulant effect. And if you're actually deficient and your cells don't process folic acid properly, like most white people's don't, that's just a genetic defect in whites, it's a fact, particularly Northern Europeans, you will feel it massively. So be careful. Don't take the regular dose of two. Take one the first time you take it, if you're Northern European particularly. But everybody feels, black people, you name it. It's the breakdown of folic acid into methylfolate with a bunch of other key natural compounds that supercharge it and cleans out your cells and lets them have optimal energy. And it feels amazing, like you had five cups of coffee. Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com. I was literally digging around for the two or three satellite phones I had. I'd given one to family. I was making sure they were charged, getting them ready. I have an antenna so I can be inside and use it for outside. I'm literally checking all my gear, getting everything ready, because I've been so offensively fighting the globalists that I basically had all my defensive in disarray. And so for me, Alex Jones, 74 days out from the election, and that's 76 days of hell once, you know, he's president-elect, I'm now spending 10, 15, 20% of my time getting ready, and that should show people the urgency in my mind. So the satellite phone company is a great sponsor. Let's talk about some of the basics of what people need. There's some amazing new products they've got that you think are awesome. They've got the best satellite phones at the best prices with the best deals you're going to find. And the good news is
They're not a sponsor a lot of the time because they're sold out. They supply law enforcement, the military. I mean, they are the biggest company in the United States. You get the best deal because they buy the most. You see them sponsoring, you know, all the other big shows as well. You need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way we get some of the support. InfoWarsPhone.com. Tell us about solar panels, solar charging systems, sat phones, and this other really cool secure encrypted phone. Tell us about these products.
Well, the thing about it, you have to just look at what's happening. When they have 50 plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it. If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. I mean, every one of my family members has the sat phone, right? I make sure that all the sat phones every quarter, everyone's phone on my team and my family members, and then my emergency response vendors, every one of their sat phones has the numbers listed in the phone, right? So, and then we do a drill. Every quarter we do a drill. Why? Because that allows me to remind myself to charge the phone. But this is part of my emergency response team, the security team. The guys are bringing the food and shelter in, the fuel, the power, everything, right? The other thing that I do is I also have sat radios. So for me and my team, especially when we're on the border or we're areas where it's off-grid, I'm making sure that I have my sat radios, right? Another great tool that I have is, of course, like, you know, simple, right? You got your power bank, and then you have your actual charging, your solar charging panels, right? For areas that you're out in the desert, because what good is it if you have all your battery backups, but they're all dead, you know? Then I also carry a baby stick, which is an SOS. You can drop it, send text messages with a backup phone. That works extremely well just for grid down, quick messaging. The other part of it, the security part of it, is I put the security team on these garments. These garments are also really, really good aspects to have. And just for example, with Rescue the Republic, right? That's going to be September 29th in DC. You got RFK speaking, you got Tulsi Gabbard speaking, and you have the other big man speaking and a bunch of other people that that is all being announced as this stuff comes along. But all our security, the entire security team is using the secure phone. The secure phone is a Bitium phone, and it is secure messaging phone to phone. So if it ever were to get hacked, it scrubs all the messages from it. That phone completely shuts down. Everything clears off of it. It's water resistant. It prevents tracking, right? And this phone, to me, it's what NATO's using right now. So the commanders are using it. It's at the very, very top of it. It's something that I feel is going to be key, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector when it comes to family members.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
And I am so honored to be your host, Alex Jones. All right, let's get to Kevin O'Leary talking about Kamala Harris hiding in the basement. She's now agreed to her first interview since she was selected and installed with zero votes in the primaries, like Ronald McDonald or Grimace or the Hamburglar. Or Lucky Charms or the Tooth Fairy, zero votes. She is now going to do a Dana Bash softball interview with her handler. I guess she'll be sitting on his lap, again, like she's a marionette doll. And It's going to be taped so they can cut out any gaffes. Now, she's agreed to a September 10th debate on ABC News. Trump has agreed. She was trying to have it one-sided with her rules. He wants CNN rules, the same rules they had on CNN with Biden. They've agreed. So Trump last night said, I'm in. Now, you know we're going to be covering that. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. Covering the DNC, we had more viewers than I thought we would. We actually had a lot of viewers. But that was pure torture. Though we did get the nice clips of them saying lies and exposed them, so it was well worth the torture. But, man, I feel like that took years off my life last week. This is going to put the years back on my life because Trump is going to mop the floor with that idiot. She cannot talk without a teleprompter. She is a complete moron. And so get ready. Here's Kevin O'Leary.
There is no scenario where the president of the United States can't head up a press conference. Under any scenario, every president has been able to address the press, and in the good times and the bad times. She has to start talking to the press, period. There's no optionality. There's no scenario where anybody would be comfortable, particularly in the swing states where swing voters are thinking to myself, what do we got here? Why won't she talk to the press? I'm asking it from a policy guy. I need explanations for these policies because I have to invest on these policies. I have questions, and I don't get any answers. I'm not being unreasonable. Come out wherever you are and talk to the press.
Well, let's hear a little bit from Kamala herself. Here she is.
On a different front, Axios this week reported that President Trump, if he gets a second term, will sort of dial back, for lack of a better term, DEI programs that the Biden administration has put in forth. I know you disagree with that. I obviously believe that you don't want him to get a second term. That said, if that does happen, what do you think that would do to race relations in this country?
Well, let me say we're going to win, so it's not going to happen. But I think that, listen, today is actually, I believe, an anniversary in terms of Dr. King, right? And I was just in Selma, and we celebrated, acknowledged the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. I think it's really important that we as Americans always embrace our history, the parts that we're proud of and the parts that we're not proud of but that we can't forget. And we should all agree that we should teach history, we should learn history, if we're to ever have an accurate idea of where we want to go and where we don't want to go in the future. And that means also acknowledging the importance of diversity. It means acknowledging the importance of the fact that everyone should have equal opportunity to compete and equity. And then, of course, inclusion, that, you know, hey, let's look around the room and see who's not here, and did we leave the door open?
She is on drugs and drunk in that clip, but I've got a clip even worse, obviously, of her bumbling and babbling and saying things that make absolutely no sense. And it's not like we're cherry-picking these. You can watch any live event she's done where she does any substantive talking, and she sounds stupider than Joe Biden in his deep dementia-riddled brain. So again, why did they select her? Because she's the perfect puppet. She will do whatever she's told and remember none of it a week later. Remember, she says 2/3 of Americans died during COVID. Not even 1 million died. 2/3, 220 million people died. And it's not like she says it in one speech. She said it in a bunch of speeches. Here she is.
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus? Right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right?
Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations, and it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all, and it connects us all.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. And we got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
A mother who pays a coyote to transport her child through their country of origin, through the entire country of Mexico, facing unknown peril to come here. Why would that mother do that? I will tell you. Because she has decided for that child to remain where they are is worse. But what does Donald Trump do? He says, go back to where you came from. That is not reflective of our America and our values, and it's gotta end.
To be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border, do not come. Do not come. And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back.
She is beyond moronic. How do they find this lunatic? All right, let's get into the serious stuff now. This is obviously broke last night. Jack Smith indicts Trump again in D.C. following Supreme Court presidential immunity ruling. I've read the ruling. I've talked to lawyers. My first take on it was accurate. I put a report out last night. This is double jeopardy, basically. Now, you can argue that it's not, and that's what they're going to try to do, but the Supreme Court should shoot this down as well. They indicted Trump for questioning the election, which is his right as a president or a citizen. He was never convicted or indicted for anything on January 6th. They tried to take him off the ballot for that. That was pure fraud. The Supreme Court said they would strike it down, so those states removed it. Maine and Colorado and a couple others. And now he has refiled it, but they're saying it's more limited, and I have the indictment I'll show you, to him, quote, questioning the election integrity. And they say that wasn't a presidential duty when he was still president and Biden was president-elect on paper. Congress hadn't certified it yet. So total fraud. Jack Smith indicts Trump again in D.C. following Supreme Court presidential immunity ruling. Trump slams deranged special counsel Jack Smith's desperate indictment as unprecedented election interference, the greatest sabotage in our history of the election. Special counsel files reworked indictment against Donald Trump, January 6th case. Prosecutors have not dropped any of the four charges they had initially brought against the former president. The Supreme Court and the judge is set to strike that down completely if they don't remove it. However, the newly retooled indictment has carved out some of Trump's alleged conduct, including allegations about the attempts to use the Justice Department to promote his false claims of election fraud. My goodness, he asked the Justice Department to investigate, and they refused, William Barr. But then meanwhile, you see the current Justice Department running around indicting people and threatening to indict people, as well as state attorney generals indicting people in Arizona, Michigan, you name it, Georgia, for investigating it. And here's the actual indictment filed in the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C. So let's start getting into the election meddling news on other fronts. The fix is in. Michigan Dems SOS makes threatening video warning election officials not to question the next cheat if you don't certify the election results will come for you. So they've got the Soros-appointed attorney general and then other local prosecutors, and this is an excellent Gateway Pundit article. It's long, with a whole bunch of statements and clips of them threatening the children. And we've had to bleep this out, but that they're going to kill the children, hurt the children, and they're cussing. This is state reps saying this as well. If you question things on election night when they cover the windows up and have trucks drive in and everything's supposedly not counting and they're still counting. And I've been to the main election center in Detroit where they did this. It was TPUSA had an event there. It's a convention center. And it's just incredible to actually be where the election was stolen. So I've got a clip here of a representative making these threats, also posted on X and on Infowars.com. This is Democrat State Representative-elect Abraham Aisha threatens the children of Wayne County Board of Canvassers member Monica Palmer. Here it is.
And what that tells us is you, Miss Monica Palmer from Grove, which has a history of racism, are deciding to enable and continue to perpetuate the racist history of this country. And I want you to think about what that means for your kids who probably go to and when they see all their black classmates and they know that.
Unbelievable. And those black classmates, the full clips on Infowars.com, know that you're a racist white person. So he's basically threatening race war. Michigan senator obliterates Soros-backed SOS. Jacqueline Benson after she loses 8th election-related lawsuit. So everywhere, the establishment's being caught red-handed in how they stole the 2020 election in Michigan. Big article, huge article, very lengthy, going over all the details at GatewayPundit.com. Texas AG Ken Paxton launches election fraud raids on Latino Democrats' homes, including state House candidate and local mayoral offices. Officers seized 65 cell phones and 41 computers. So these are illegal alien processing centers where they have the Democrat Party, the lawyers, the social workers. They all get a cut of the welfare money and the jobs they make them get. If they don't pay the money into them, they're then deported. They have total control, slavery, over this permanent underclass. This is a big deal. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has ramped up efforts to ensure the integrity of state elections, including a comprehensive investigation into allegations that nonprofit organizations are unlawfully registering non-citizens to vote. And then they do major polls in many states. Up to 14% of the voters are illegal aliens, the Democratic Party. This push aims to preserve the sanctity of the electoral process and prevent any potential illegal interference in local, state, or national elections. This is real leadership. It's why they tried to put Paxton in prison three times. Investigators from the Texas Attorney General's Election Integrity Unit, as well as the governor's office, have been conducting undercover operations to identify and crack down on voter registration activities that may involve non-citizens. And you've seen James O'Keefe go out and expose this in Texas in the last few months. This is the same unit that in June 2021 arrested Monica Menendez in Victoria County on multiple counts of election fraud. Menendez was charged with 7 counts of illegal voting, 8 counts of unlawful assisting a voter by mail, 8 counts of unlawful possession of ballot, and 8 counts of election fraud. And of course, last week, there were big raids in Houston on Democrat Party election officials who were caught reportedly, allegedly, absconding with ballots and sabotaging Republican ballots and Republican precincts. In a statement on Wednesday, Attorney General Paxton expressed deep concern over these findings, and he goes over it. Early findings from those recent operations have revealed the various nonprofit organizations, the NGOs, have been setting up booths outside Texas Department of Public Safety, driver's license offices, offering voter registration assistance to the illegal aliens. They're targeting non-citizens right in front of the state police. It's like driving in a 40 past a state trooper at 120. There's a copy of the wide-ranging search warrant left with one of the people targeted. LULAC volunteer Linda Martinez, 87, of San Antonio, offered a window into the investigation's interest. The warrant ordered the seizure of all electronic devices at her home, allowed for the opening of documents that were business, organization, and election-related, and authorized swabbing of DNA according to the warrant. The purpose of the search was to look for evidence of violations of the Texas election laws regarding vote harvesting and identity fraud. Yes! Yes, Ken Paxton! Yes! Yes, Governor Abbott has gotten out of the way on this. Yes, 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 yes. And man, Ken Paxton, who I've been on the air with before and talked to, really nice guy, has been persecuted for 7 years being a good guy in government. And he may not be the most exciting speaker, but boy, he's got the big elephant balls. Melinda's home was also forcibly entered in the early morning of August 20th, according to filing from the attorney. Officers woke up Melinda, his wife, and 2 young daughters, and rummaged through the residence for several hours, the attorney said, searching through the living space, closet, kitchen, bathrooms, garage, and family bedroom. Officers seized 65 cell phones and computers and storage devices, the filing said. And it just goes on from there. And of course, with this, they'll have a roadmap into the rest of the operations. And look, you can't swing a stick and not find this here in Texas. Can't swing a stick in the dark and not find it. That is some good news. Look at this. 1.1 million ineligible voters removed from Texas voter rolls in the last 2 days. And they're not done yet. including 500,000 that were dead people or illegal aliens. That's KXAN. You want to see the newscast? You know what? I don't have time to play the newscast, but I'll get to it later. But we're going to air that KXAN newscast. Here's a gov.texas.gov. Governor Abbott announces over 1 million ineligible voters removed from voter rolls. And it continues with election meddling by the Democrats and how we're exposing it, election theft. Robert Kennedy Jr. will stay on Wisconsin ballot as well as Michigan after election commission defies his own request for removal. So they try to take Trump illegally off the ballot, and then because Kennedy wants off in the battlegrounds to make Trump guaranteed win, they're like, no, you stay on the ballot. Now, to their credit, but Nevada's so razor thin, they think it might actually help the Democrats. They are taking him off the ballot in Nevada. Pennsylvania, Georgia, other states are still to be seen. He's trying to get off there. Leftist Justice Brown Jackson says she is prepared to rule on disrupted presidential election. The others aren't saying what they'll do. You can't make this up. Public-private partnerships, government and private groups still collude to, quote, target misinformation, which when they call it misinformation, you know it's probably true. Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee laments big decline in tech collaborations in 2016. That's right, big tech's trying to stay out of it or joining Trump. Not the biggest companies. They're just sitting on the sidelines and giving secret support to Democrats, but more and more of the medium-sized and small companies aren't. House Dems pressure Federal Elections Commission to censor Grok's, that's Elon's AI art generator, before election, critical for democracy. They say they're trying to pass laws to make it illegal to use AI to put horns on Kamala in front of a hammer and sickle. Anybody looking at that knows it's a joke. Anybody looking at that knows, oh, look, they're nice to Trump and they're mean to her. Well, go use it and create stuff that's anti-Trump, dumbos. Free speech means political speech is the most protected. Meanwhile, to illustrate how the communist Chinese are involved worldwide trying to subvert our countries, Chinese agents reportedly use illegal tactics to threaten Canadians' 2021 election, documents show. Yep, Chinese folks that are Canadian citizens, they're being harassed by the CCP, and you've got Trudeau basically in a lip lock with the CCP and saying he admires most Xi Jinping's dictatorship. Would you like to see the clip? I probably played it 500 times because that doesn't sound true. Like, Trudeau endorsed and said the thing he admires the most is Xi Jinping's basic dictatorship. That's a quote. I'm not going to play it again. If people are lazy, you don't want to look it up, that's fine. It's real. But I just want to say, good job, Texas. I am very, very excited for what Ken Paxton's doing. So I tip my hat to you, good sir. And boy, they're already trying to indict him again. But we're in a war for the Republic. That's what comes with being a soldier of truth in the fight for the future. All right. That is a lot of information, isn't it? And I've actually got a whole nother stack on election meddling by the Democratic Party and attempted election theft. But the tide has turned. So let me hit this last point. I'm going to go to break and come back with the next hour and all the other news. Wait till you hear what transgender athlete who competed in male division recently did at a Paralympics. Oh, if they can, men can compete against girls and dominate sports, how about saying you're handicapped when you're not? All right, we're going to be talking about that and more coming up. Now, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, without me even looking for these articles, so I'm sure there's more, but those are key mouthpieces, have all come out, and when the rule is never say a bad thing about the Democrat Party nominee who's installed, and they have said that she is weak, phony, ignorant, shallow, which, of course, is an understatement. And to me, the question isn't the statement is true. Why are they doing that? Well, I'm going to talk about that when we start the next hour, because that is the $64 trillion answer. And I'm not sure, but I've got a good idea why they're doing that. It's not to look fair and balanced. They've already lost most of their audiences. No, there's a couple different scenarios here that I'm going to talk about next hour. If they've already installed Biden, then removed Biden, installed her. They already tried to kill Trump. I talked to a lot of really smart people that I thought were probably just trolling. Trump has done it. Others have said it. That they may still remove Kamala and install somebody soon. And you're like, that sounds outrageous. Yeah, with only 60-something days of the election, they'll do anything. But that's probably not it. That's either that, or they know Trump is unstoppable, and then we should talk about what they're going to do once he gets in and get ahead of that and how they're going to try to sabotage the Trump administration. But that's why the deep state's panicking, because bringing in RFK Jr. that knows he's really smart about everything, and all these Tulsi Gabbards, all these people can help him fill his government with patriots. And we won't listen too much to RFK. We'll make sure they're not leftists, but people that actually go after the corrupt globalists. But he's going to have a lot of great people that are super conservative and nationalist in there as well. So let's just say this, the establishment is not pleased. So I'm going to get more into that next hour, but I kind of gave away my view on that, but I'll elaborate. Now, before we go to break, remember, we have incredible products that will enrich your life, empower you, that are amazing, that you just need to believe me. Just like my information's super accurate and hardcore, our products are amazing. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, it keeps us on the air, just for that reason alone. But I want you to just give a donation. I want you to see it as a donation, get the product. You're going to love it and want it again. You're going to want DNA Force Plus. You're going to want Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You're going to want all the great products that are there, like Nitric Boost, that does incredible things for the way you feel and your libido and your energy, but it's really meant to clean out your blood. But the side effects are awesome. The fringe benefits. Get that great product. Nitric Boost, part of the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and check out the InfoWars MD gummies and tincture, 1,000 milligram, super high quality at almost half the price of leading competitors that sell the exact same product. This is just private label for one of the top firms in the country. Focus, mental clarity, anti-inflammatory, experience CBD, particularly if you have pain. But if you don't have pain, it's great. InfoWars MD, CBD, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget our other amazing sponsor with all the nano silver products, other incredible supplements not available at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, next level foundational energy that's very special. DrJonesNaturals.com. Without you, we fail. With your support, we win together. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get bodies today.